Chapter 3, Planning for a Vibrant Community. Planning is a process that involves assessing current conditions, envisioning a desired future, and charting a course towards that future. We plan in our personal lives, our businesses plan. It's logical then that our communities should also. Municipalities are not required to adopt a municipal plan, however. A plan is required prior to adoption of any bylaws. Though we often focus on the plan itself, there is arguably as much or more value in the process of engaging stakeholders along the way. This chapter focuses on the legal and practical requirements of planning. We'll discuss the steps in the process, the nature of the process, public participation, the state planning goals, the required elements of a plan, and the regional planning process. Steps in the process. The first step, logically, is to design the planning program. The Planning Commission will decide if they wish to involve a consultant, design their outreach strategy, and identify any sources of technical assistance, such as the Regional Planning Commission. The second step is to collect and analyze background information. Background information might include surveys or other information that reflects the community's aspirations, problems, and opportunities. The third step is to establish goals and objectives for the plan. These goals and objectives might relate to housing, transportation, needed infrastructure, or whatever local concerns are represented in the municipality. The fourth step is to outline the recommended actions to achieve those goals and objectives. The fifth step is to create an implementation program, which oftentimes includes both regulatory and non-regulatory options. The sixth step is to adopt the plan. The seventh step is to implement the plan. And finally, evaluate the plan and begin the planning cycle again. Municipal plans need to be adopted or readopted every 5 years. The nature of the process. Anybody who's been involved in a municipal planning process knows that it's rarely as linear as those steps suggest. By design, planning requires a lot of participation by diverse stakeholders. It's a political process, and land use issues evoke strong emotional responses about government, private property, and the public interest. Navigating amongst those issues takes time and patience, but to those that get involved, it offers a unique opportunity to chart your community's future. The golden rule of planning is to include public and the interested parties at every step. Public participation. The Planning Commission is not the only entity that plans. Others should and must be involved in the process. You'll want to include the general public, the legislative body, citizens groups, the local chamber, and anybody else who the Planning Commission can think of that would offer a valuable perspective on the future of the community. Public participation has long been a hallmark of effective planning. However, it can be challenging to figure out how to do it well. Some public participation strategies are community visioning sessions, a community planning survey, and also consider using technology. Community visioning sessions bring large numbers of community members together. They're most effective for determining values and broad goals. Oftentimes, a community will retain a consultant to facilitate one or more community visioning sessions. The consultant is often uniquely positioned to facilitate that type of a discussion. Another strategy is the community planning survey. This planning survey is much different than a visioning session. It offers a higher degree of control over the subject matter. It often attracts different participants who might have time to fill out a survey but wouldn't have time to attend an evening community meeting. Its weakness is its inability to hear from others. The community survey has less interaction amongst the members. And finally, technology offers us many opportunities for public participation that weren't there 10 or 15 years ago. Virtual bulletin boards, email listservs, and even just keeping the public informed of the latest drafts via technology offers great potential for increasing your public participation. As we mentioned in the introduction, state law provides goals for the planning process. State law divides the goals into both process goals and specific content goals. The process goals are to establish a coordinated, comprehensive planning process to guide decisions by municipalities, regional planning commissions, and state agencies, to encourage citizen participation at all levels, and to consider the use of resources and the consequences of growth, and encourage municipalities to work together to develop and implement plans. Whether it's a local planning commission, a regional planning commission, or a state agency, all of these process goals apply. The legislature has also enacted specific content goals, which are often cited as the state planning goals. These goals are as follows. Maintain historic settlement pattern of compact village and urban centers. To provide a strong and diverse economy. To broaden access to educational and vocational training. To provide safe, convenient, economic, and energy-efficient transportation systems. To identify and preserve important natural and historic features. To maintain and improve the quality of the air, water, wildlife, and land resources. To encourage efficient energy use and develop renewable energy resources. Maintain and enhance recreational opportunities. Encourage and strengthen agricultural and forest industries. Provide wise and efficient use of natural resources. Ensure the availability of safe and affordable housing. Provide an efficient system of public facilities, and ensure the availability of safe and affordable child care. And while these goals apply to all municipal plans and are required to be included, a review of municipal plans shows that many communities incorporate these goals in a wide variety of ways. In summary, the process goals provide a vision of the process. The legislature has envisioned a process which is coordinated across the levels of government, which involves citizens, which considers the consequences of growth, and encourages municipalities to work together. The state planning goals also have envisioned some outcomes for that process. The vision is that the planning goals help ensure the plans are coordinated. They reflect the legislator's vision for how lands will be developed, and compliance with these goals is required for approval of the plan by the Regional Planning Commission. Each plan also must contain certain required elements. These required elements provide a structure or an architecture for all municipal plans. Plans must contain a statement of objectives, policies, and programs. A land use plan, both a map and a statement, a transportation plan, a utility and facility plan, a statement on the preservation of rare and irreplaceable areas and historic resources within the community, an educational facilities plan, a recommended implementation program, a statement of how the plan relates to the plans of neighboring communities in the region, an energy plan, and a housing element. But while state law provides a structure and certain required elements that must be considered, municipalities have significant flexibility to determine the scope and the content of their plan. Plans range in size from 50 to 200 pages. Some focus on water quality issues, while others focus on transportation and economic development issues. For example, the town of Randolph's 2004 plan recommends new zoning districts to protect their village and agriculture, while the town of Essex's 2006 plan recommends improving water quality in two impaired watersheds, and the town of Mendon, their 2005 plan recommends encouraging the growth of home businesses. All three of these recommendations then would have a unique implementation strategy that the community would implement in their community. The regional planning process. Like municipal plans, regional plans must be updated every 5 years. They also must address the same process and content goals, and their required elements are very similar. Regional plans are approved by the Regional Board of Commissioners, and one of the Regional Planning Commission's most important functions is to harmonize local plans with the regional plan. Having a municipal plan approved by the Regional Planning Commission allows the municipality to attain village or downtown designation and requires the state agencies to consider the local plan in their planning efforts. Approval by the Regional Planning Commission, however, is not required. In summary, an engaging planning process is critical to creating a vibrant community. Public participation is a fundamental component of that process. State law provides both goals and required elements to guide the process, but each plan should reflect local goals, objectives, and implementation strategies.